Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Rav Kiva said they argued on both cases, four tvachim, and on less than four amas and more than four amas. So Rav Kiva says same as the Tanakam. Daf Kmino Bi, Rav Achli, Rav Chiel said there's four tvachim, but we don't know who says yes, like Rav Chiel, who doesn't. And that's what we said earlier. That's what Chlekes to know what Rav Achli said. But the Rav Kiva said Rav Shmuel didn't say this thing. Only this Talmud said this thing, and the Loch is like that Talmud. So one says Hagufik Kasha. He said Rav Shmuel didn't say this thing, so you see the Halach is not like him. Then we see the Halach is like that Talmud. So Rav Yehuda said Shmuel that Rav Kiva didn't say it, only the test of Talmidim. But Nachman Yitzchak said Niren Itman, it appears to him he likes that sheet. Shmuel Levi said any place where you find the name of Shmuel, the Talmud Echad in front of Rav Kiva is Rav Meir. He was Mishamsh Rav Shmuel and Rav Kiva. So that in the Brisa of Rav Meir said, when I learned by Rav Shmuel, I would put kankanta, which is the shoe polish, black shoe polish, into the dye of the to write a sefer Torah. No one said anything. When I came to Rav Kiva, he said it's awesome. I said the name of Shmuel and the name of Rav Meir, and I learned that as Rav Kiva, I would put in the shoe polish into the dye, and he didn't say anything. When I came to Rav Shmuel, he said, my son, what's your work? I said to him, I'm a scribe. So he said, my son, be very careful with your work, because Yom Alech is Melech Shemayim, maybe you will miss one letter or make one letter more, and you'll destroy the whole world. So I said to him, I have one thing, it's called Kakanta Shema, that I put into the ink. So I said, well, you're not allowed to put Kakanta into the ink. The Torah says, the Kosser, Mochi has to erase it. What is he saying? What is he answering? So he says, this is what he's saying. Lai Mubarech says, he says, additional letters or missing letters that I know that I'm bucking. So we're worried, right? If you add a letter, let's say to a Dabru, Hashem, or you take off a letter, Hashem, Lekechem, M-Mess, he's saying it into M-Mess, which is mess. Right, even a worrying of a fly that it might fall on the edge of the dalad making it a reish, I'm not worried about it. I have this thing kankantam that I put into it. So we have a kasha shimush. Here it says he served Rav Shmuel first. Here it says he served Rav Kiva first, and then us is a kasha. So Gemara shimush not a kasha. First he came to Rav Kiva and he couldn't understand him. So he went to Rav Shmuel, learned all the Mishnayos, and then he went to Rav Kiva and learned the Svaras. Now us is a kasha. Us is a kasha. Then the Brisa of Yehuda said, Rav Meir said, you can put in Kankantam into anything except for Pasha Soit. If you said in his name, except for Pasha Soit, that's the Migdash, not a Sefer Torah. Now, if Kamina is, if you can erase it straight out of a Sefer Torah. And the same Machlag Sanon is this Machlag Sanon, that said her Megillah is not kosher to give another Soit to drink. Rachav Yeshua says her Megillah is kosher for another Soit. Rav said, maybe it's not right. Tanakam doesn't say there only, since it was already set aside for Rachel, you can't say it to another lady. But the Sefer Torah is written in Stama, you can read it, you can erase it. Rachav Yeshua says, maybe it's not this Pshat. When does Rav Yashar say over there? Because it was written Hashem Soita Ba'ilam, any Soita. But by the Torah, it was written for learning that you can't erase it. And he doesn't know the Rav Yashar. We learned, he wrote a get to be Megarash's wife. And then he decided, and he found someone with the same name of the city, my name like your name, and the name of your wife like you're my wife. Still not even Megarash. So Gemara says, you can't Megarash from a get. Get, it says, because of last week, Siv Lashma. Here it says, Va'asala, which is Asiya. What is the Asiya? Erasing. Rav Achrochin said, the Rebbeinu Shlom knew exactly that in the generation of Rav Meir there's no one like him. And why didn't he convey a lacha like him? That his friends couldn't understand what he said. Because he said, on Tamei Tor, and he would show on Tor that it's Tamei Ma'al upon him. So Moses says, his name is not Rav Meir, Rav Naroi. Why is it called Rav Meir? He was Meir Enicham Balacha. Not Naroi, Rav Chem is his name. And some said it was Narach. Why is it called Naroi? Because he lit up the eyes of the Chacham Nalach. Rabbi said, this that I'm sharp, because I saw Rav Meir from behind his neck. Had I seen him in front, I would have been much sharper. Says why nechra is from nechra. Rav said in Rav Yechon was Tam to Rav Meir. His name was Sumchus that he said on everything of Tumah, 48 reasons of Tumah, and every devar of Tahara he said 48 reasons of Tahara. Said there's an old Talmud in Yavne. It was Matar the Sheretz in 150 reasons. So Ravina said I will be done and make a tor. Ma the chasnake that's memes, and his mar betumah is tor once it dies because it's not part of the Shemana Sheretz and Sheretz which doesn't kill. Tumla Kashkin, the emesis, the mice, the quits, but Alma the cover is just stinging. Rebaba said, name of Shmuel, 3 years, Basham Sil argued. Each one said, it looks like us. Baska came and said, Eliyahu did Lakim Chaim, but it looks like Basil. So if both are Eliyahu Kim Chaim, why was Basil Kaveya, Lachakim, my son? Because they were easygoing, they were embarrassed, they didn't answer back, and they would learn their words and the words of Basham, and they would be farish both sides of the coin. Now that they would be mocked the Mishama to their words, as we learned, Mishar Eshu Rishuchan, so Vasil said to Mishama, and that wasn't the story, wasn't that the story? They went to Mishama and Vasil to Mivaka, so Rechachan, they found sitting his head and majority of sukkah was tables in the house. They said Mishama said this Nehazariah. They said to me, if this is what you did, you weren't kind of sukkah yamecha. So comes to teach you, whoever holds himself small, Kadosh Baruch Hu raises him. Whoever raises himself, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts him down. Color looks, someone looks at big greatness, the greatness runs away from him. Someone runs away from greatness, the greatness looks after him, runs after him. Whoever pushes off the time, the time pushes him off. Whoever gets pushed away because of the hour stands for him. Chacham said 2.5 years, B'Sham still argued. These ones said, Nechal al-Mishalani, it was a better person not to be created more than he was created. These guys says, no, it's better that a person should be created more than he wasn't created. Then they decided it's better for a person not to be created more than created. But now that he was created, he should search for his ma'asav. And some say, Mashma ma'asav, he should check if he cheshbenat, the schar mitzvah, connected mitzvah not. The curry that we said has to be wide enough to accept a half a brick. And a brick is a half of the vein of 3 tefachim, which is 1.5. So enough for the curry should be wide a tefach. We'll see why not a tefach and a half to hold this ariach. Their width, if it's wide enough to hold the tefach, but it's not and strong enough, it needs both. It really says it has to be wide, even though it's not strong. There's a straw enough. Bamboo, we see as if it's metal. If it's crooked, we see as if it's straight. Round, we see as if it's square. Whatever it has in the circumference, 3 tefachim, then we know that it has in the diameter a tefach, because the circumference is pi. Pi d, which is the circumference, so therefore it wasn't duck. Should be 3.14 and whatever it is. This is the end of Daf Yud Gimel.